We're going to move on to Turkey, where at least one bit of the debate between secularists and the Islamic ruling party has come to a close, or at least seemingly so. The Supreme Court, the highest court in the country there, ruled this week against the secularists who were alleging that the Islamically ruled government had injected religion into a country that is founded on the separation of religion and state. The AK party was on trial for alleged anti-secular activities, but the court didn't buy it. The 11 justices could not agree that that indeed was the case. We're joined on the line for the very latest on what this means for Turkey at a very interesting time by BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford in Istanbul. Thank you so much for being with us, Sarah.
Hi, hello.
How has this played out, the decision by the Supreme Court?
Well, it's seen in Turkey as probably the best decision for all sides. It's coming amid, or hopefully ending, people here think, months of political crisis, a crisis that's pitted staunch secularists here, the establishment that includes the military and parts of the judiciary, against the government, which is rooted in political Islam. And for months, the country's slipped from one part of that political crisis to another until we've had this trial. As you say, the government was on trial, alleged it was accused of trying to bring religion into politics, undermining the secular system here. In the end, what the judges have done is, rather than close the party down, as the prosecutor had been asking, a majority of them have ruled that the party is anti-secular, that it is guilty, but that it won't be closed, that they've opted basically to send what they called a serious warning to the party, that they're watching them very closely, but that they've not closed the party down. Instead, they've slashed treasury funding to the party. They've given them financial sanctions, but they haven't taken the ultimate step of closing the party down.
And this issue obviously has triggered tremendous amount of passions, and people feel very, very strongly. Where does this leave the secularists who really believe that their country is heading in the wrong direction? And this comes in the midst, we should mention, of the alleged coup plot that law enforcement officials there say they've rounded up many people who were involved in trying to overthrow that Islamic ruling party who's governing now.
That's right. A separate plot, but one that's been unfolding or being revealed at the same time as this trial was going on. So staunch secularists, ultra-nationalists, who joined forces allegedly to try to overthrow the government. 86 suspects are now on trial, will be on trial for that. There are 86 suspects in that case. The trial will begin in October. The staunch secularists are seeing this as a victory for them. Although the party hasn't been closed down, secular Turks, the opposition party here, do believe that the AKP has been found guilty. That's the way that they're playing this. They're saying that, in fact, 6 out of the 11 judges did vote for party closure. That's a majority. But it's one short, of course, of the number required by the constitution to close a party. So,
But Sarah, there is a cautionary note here, though. As the secularists declare a certain kind of victory, I mean, one could certainly argue that this amounts to a kind of de facto amending of the constitution by not really dealing with this issue. Essentially, they've tolerated a level of Islamic involvement in government that is explicitly permitted or explicitly forbidden by the Turkish constitution.
Well, what they've done is said that there are concerns, but it's not enough according to the very strict requirements of the constitution for a party closure. So they've kept to the letter of the constitution, absolutely, in the sense that 7 judges didn't find that the party was guilty enough in order to be closed down. But what they've done, as I say, is sent a warning saying that there are problems within the party, and that's why this court case was brought, and that therefore the party would have to make some compromises. And in fact, the whole discussion since then has now revolved around the consensus required now in Turkish politics, the fact that people believe that the ruling AK Party, which got 47% at the last election, will have to accept that it can't always rule by saying, look, we're the most popular party in the land, we'll do what we want, that there are certain issues in this country they must be very careful on, otherwise they could wind up back in court.
Sarah Rainsford, many thanks for the update. Sarah Rainsford reports for the BBC, and she came to us from Istanbul, Turkey.
You know, the next phase in this is what the party does to change, and that's really
or not.
All Turkish.
Because there's a level of permissibility,
exactly.
As you noted.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.